Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why These Three Industries Create Millionaire Startups. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a statistic that should wake you up. 90% of startups fail. But here's what most people don't realize. There's one decision that can multiply your chances of success by 10 before you even write your first line of code or pitch your first investor. The secret isn't your brilliant idea or your funding strategy. It's choosing the right battlefield. Think of entrepreneurship like a game of chess. The most skilled player in the world will lose if they're playing on a broken board. Your industry is your board, and some boards are simply better than others. Let me introduce you to what I call the Golden Triangle Industries: healthcare, fintech, and software as a service. These three sectors consistently produce the highest number of successful startups, and there's a reason why. They share three critical characteristics: high barriers to entry that protect successful players, recurring revenue models that create predictable growth, and digital scalability that allows rapid expansion without proportional cost increases. But here's where most entrepreneurs get it wrong. They chase the hot, emerging sectors like AI automation or climate tech, thinking they're getting in early. What they're actually doing is entering a crowded battlefield where everyone's fighting for the same territory. Sometimes the biggest opportunities hide in the most boring industries. Logistics, agriculture, construction. These are markets where old-school players are begging for innovation, but few entrepreneurs are paying attention. The sweet spot exists where traditional industries meet cutting-edge technology. Let me tell you about Sarah, a founder I coached in 2019. While every other fintech startup was chasing consumer lending, she identified a gap in B2B lending for small businesses. She wasn't just in fintech, she was in underserved fintech. Her company hit $10 million in revenue within 18 months because she chose not just the right industry, but the right corner of that industry. So how do you know if an industry is right for you? Ask yourself three questions. First, do you deeply understand this industry's pain points, or are you just guessing? Second, can you actually reach customers and access distribution channels, or will you be shouting into the void? Third, is there room for a new player, or is this a winner-take-all market where you're David facing Goliath without a slingshot? Your homework is simple. Research three industries where you have genuine insider knowledge or existing connections. Then, validate one specific problem in each industry before you choose your startup battlefield. Remember, the goal isn't to find the perfect industry, it's to find the right industry for you. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.